It's great to be here. It's great to be talking about a topic that we need to talk about in dating. We do a talk like this kind of every year, but we're doing it again, and it's going to be great. I thought I'd start out with a little bit of a game about Josh's dating life. Three truths and a lie.
Yes.
That's a picture of me when I was a few years ago. I found it in my phone. No, not a lie. There's going to be three facts. One of them will be a lie. Fact number one. On a first date, I once spilled an entire drink on myself. No, no, you can't answer yet. Fact number two, one time I got a little concussion trying to impress a girl. Fact number three, once my best friend started dating the girl I liked. Fact number four, I once ended a conversation with a girl by pointing between us and saying, so just to clarify, mates. Chat with the person next to you, what is the lie? Go, you have 10 seconds. All right. Who thinks the first one is the lie? Thank you. Thank you. I'm very clumsy. Who thinks the second one is the lie? I'm not that clumsy. It did happen. Who thinks the third one is the lie? And who thinks the fourth one is the lie? The answer is all of them are true. Play on. Play on. You might be thinking, Josh, with that resume of relationships, what gives you the right to speak on a topic like this? And I answer, so fair. But when it comes to relationships, actually, it's really important that we don't just kind of make things up or go along or kind of listen to whoever seems to has the most experience. We actually ought to think about, what does God say about our relationships? What does God say in His Word? What principles can we kind of glean as God's people to shape the way that we love others and we relate with one another? Relationships are something that everyone's thinking about. And so it's really important that as people in Earth in 2023, that we're not just kind of doing what everyone else is, but actually slowing down and pausing and thinking deeply about what God has to say. So how about I pray and we'll answer some big questions. Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us one another. Thank you for the rich friendships that we have in here. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for the way that He loved us and gave Himself up for us to make us clean, to make us alive with Him. Help us listen to Your wisdom now. Amen. So what does God say about relationships? What does God say about the relationships? I've got something that might seem more scary and more freeing than anything else. I say the purpose of relationships, the purpose of dating is, number one, for marriage. Number two, for Jesus. Not in that order, those are just two things. More for marriage and for Jesus. Now, this is more serious and more freeing than we can possibly think. It's more serious because I think dating is for marriage. There's something really significant about that. We'll unpack that in a little bit. And so that means that we actually have to think about who we date. We can't just go, oh, this person likes me, I'll date them. If you date someone just because they like you, it's not going to work out. But it's also more freeing because it means that as relationships will either end in marriage or not, that actually can be a really good thing to be in a relationship, but then to break up. It means that if you'd rather be unhappily in a relationship, unhappily single than unhappily married. And so breaking up isn't a bad thing. I just kind of want to say that up front as we think about what the Bible has to say. Now, the Bible is God's word that God has spoken, that God has created, and that our job is to kind of listen to it, to listen to what He has to say. And so when Jesus created everything, He created people, male and female, and He created them to be in a relationship with each other. And we're going to have a read at what He said in Matthew 19. Jesus said, at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Now, looking at this passage, I want people to shout out, what are the relationship statuses in this Bible verse just here? Is it, yeah, it's there. Don't say person and their parents, because that was wrong. Someone said that at junior high, and that was a mess. What are the relationship statuses that we see in this Bible verse? Shout them out.
Single.
Single, yep.
Married.
Married. Any others? Sorry, Angus?
United.
Yeah, yes. Probably as part of marriage. Yeah, so in this Bible verse, we see that God has set up people to be single and to be married. Dating isn't really a concept that is around in the Bible. Dating used to be kind of like make some excellent trade deals between families for maximum profit and respect. And now it's kind of evolved into this thing where we have freedom to be able to choose who we might relate with, to choose who we might want to date. And so as we think about the Bible kind of giving us two relationship categories, single and married, that ought to shape the way we think about marriage. And that ought to shape the way we think about dating. And so this is kind of a definition that I've put together from kind of what the Bible has to say and some of my kind of my own wisdom, which isn't perfect, but this is my definition of dating. Dating is a relationship between two people who are growing in their friendship as well as working out whether they are suitable to be married. We got a picture of what this marriage looks like in that Ephesians 5 reading, that Jesus died for his bride, the church. And so marriage kind of points towards this great marriage to come, this ultimate relationship. Now, I'm not saying when I'm saying dating is for marriage that the moment that you slide into someone's DMs is like proposing. That's too serious, okay? We're not talking about that. But if you're going to get into a relationship with someone, you both have to be asking the whole time, is this actually going to end in marriage or not? And if you think this isn't going to end in marriage, then end it right away. If you've got a girlfriend, if you're tuning a guy, is tuning a phrase that people use anymore?
No.
No? Damn, what do you call it? Is it dating? Yeah. Junior high didn't really know.
Risen up.
If you've risen up some girls, girls singular, then you're not married and you're not single. But as you are engaging in a romantic relationship, you're kind of working out, is this going to end up somewhere where we might stand at the front of a whole group of people under God and make huge, lifelong promises to one another? Now, the fact that dating is for marriage isn't some kind of overreach from me as your youth minister. It's not some weird thing. It's not like you've come in here, I'm like, if you're dating, you have to get married. Not at all. But it's just kind of working out, is this person suitable to spend my entire life serving Jesus with? Now, this might raise heaps of questions. We're gonna have Q&A later, so start thinking about some curly questions to throw at Marcus Berkeley and some other leaders. But for now, I want us to think about breaking up well and doing so as a good option. If dating is for marriage, and so then you're working out, am I going to get married or am I going to not? The moment you go, actually, I don't think I can spend my life with this person, out of love, you want to break up with them. Because otherwise you're just leading them along, you're leading them astray and things like that. But it does mean as well that, yeah, asking someone out to coffee isn't proposing. And if you're dating and you're not actually ready to get married at any point, that's okay. Keep asking good questions. Keep getting to know one another. Keep growing in friendship with one another. Because we're either single or we're married according to the Bible, then we're growing in our friendship together as two single people until the moment those promises are made in a church or on a beach somewhere or wherever that may be. So those are some kind of like biblical principles. There's heaps. Those are some that I've picked for today. But I want to think about some like practical things. Like, what does this mean for senior high right now? What does this mean for you guys? And so we got five tips and then a mind map. Can we get there? Five tips and then a mind map. Number one, how to date well / I wrote this. Five tips for helpfully thinking about dating / how to increase Riz levels. Is that right? Yeah. Did I say it properly? So good.
Yeah.
Gosh, aren't you guys glad I'm such a relatable youth minister? Anyway, number one, remember the purpose. Remember the purpose of your relationship. Dating is about marriage and marriage is about Jesus. Now let me read that verse from Ephesians 5 again. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave himself up for her. He did it to make her holy. He made her clean by washing her with water and the word. This is what Jesus did for his bride, for the church. Jesus died for her, for us. Jesus willingly laid down his life as the ultimate form of sacrifice to make his people holy, to make them alive. If dating is about marriage, then marriage is about Jesus, why would you even consider signing up for a lifetime with someone who will not help you follow Jesus? With someone who will actually drag you away from Jesus? I've used the illustration before, and you might have heard of it, of someone standing on a chair. We got a picture of someone on a chair. The person's on the chair is a Christian, and they're like, yeah, I can like start dating this person and drag them up onto the chair with me. Now, unless you go to the gym like 50 times a week, you're not actually going to do that. And a million times out of a million, maybe 999999 out of a million, you're going to fail. And you're going to get dragged off the chair. Whoa.
No.
I know. Don't be the person who thinks, no, I'll be different. Don't be the person who thinks, no, I can do it. My 10 years of doing youth ministry with people, my 10 years out of school, I've seen so many friends, so many of my own family, so many of people that I have been peers with or led with or been at church with, seen so many youth choose to get involved romantically with someone who doesn't love Jesus. They're a good person. They're pretty close to believing. I can be the person that gets them there. But time and time again, I've seen people dragged off that chair. I've seen it doesn't happen immediately, but slowly and gradually over the course of months or years, faith deteriorates and their Christian lives are shattered. Jesus is the most important thing. Show the people that you care about, including someone you might want to date, that, and don't do it, please. If they come to see that Jesus is your king, that is their king, and then they see that for the length of your relationship, you've been putting them above Jesus, that isn't going to be a good thing for your relationship either. And not only is it unwise, it's actually against what God commands. And we ought to take that really seriously. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the only kind of people who had a choice in who they married in this culture, first century kind of vibes, were people who were married and then their husband or their wife, particularly if their husband died, they then get to choose. This is what Paul says to these people in 1 Corinthians 7. A woman has to stay married to her husband as long as he lives. If he dies, she's free to marry anyone she wants to, but the one she marries must belong to the Lord. The command. This is a command. This is the only command for people who get a choice in who they marry. Choose someone who belongs to the Lord. If you're choosing to date someone who doesn't love Jesus, not just that they go to church, not just that they kind of talk about Christian stuff every now and then, but who doesn't love Jesus, you're choosing to reject what God says about relationships. And you're choosing to put your own wisdom and authority above the wisdom and authority of God. Don't do it. And I asked some leaders some wisdom on dating, and Nina said this: don't date someone who isn't a Christian, please. I think everyone who has done it, myself included, can tell you that it is stupid and utterly foolish. Don't waste your singleness, like Josh said 2 weeks ago, on someone who isn't sprinting at Jesus. Remember the purpose. Remember the purpose. Now, that was the first point of five. That was the longest one, so you can breathe a sigh of relief. It'll be okay. Let's keep going through some practical things about dating. Point number two, dating does not define your worth. Dating is not a real measure of worth. The world that we live in, we hear all of these relationship type messages. Taylor Ayres really helpfully pointed out that even people, and I hate to say this, people like Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift, who I love, pretty much all of their songs are about relationships. And the more we listen to things like that, and the more we actually kind of agree with things like that, the more we're feeding our minds with this idea that maybe we need one of those to be a person in this world and to function as a member of society. And that is a load of crap. Do not lose your focus on Jesus. Know that your relationship status is not an ultimate thing, but rather you are a precious child of God. And I know the hurt that can come about when it seems like everyone else is dating, or like Josh mentioned the other day, like everyone else might be getting engaged or married. That doesn't happen at senior high. Well, give it 5 years. But love Jesus more. Is your relationship with the King of the Universe enough for you? I pray it is. Number three, dating isn't done in isolation. I watched a video the other day of some guys who are holding a funeral for their friend who just got in a relationship, and they're like, he never comes to the pub anymore. He never hangs out with us. It was just like, it was satirical and stupid, but actually raises a really good point that if we're going to get in a relationship, are we still going to be good friends to those who are around us? If we start dating someone, are we going to spend 100% of the time with that person? Because that's stupid and foolish. Are you going to spend good time in your relationship with others? Relationships are done in community. Claire and I dated for 15 months before getting engaged, 2 and a bit years before getting married. And we made sure that in our weeks, we were really thoughtful about like kind of who was in them. And we wouldn't, this is a photo of us on a holiday with our friends Luke and Simon. I zoomed in on this photo of Claire and then decided that was unkind. And so unzoomed. But we wanted to make sure that in our relationship, we're really prioritizing loving others who are part of our community. We're wanting to make sure as well that in our relationships with one another, that others are able to speak into our relationship and that you have deep trust with people that are not your significant other, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Make sure that others know you better than your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and be accountable. Be accountable to your friends, to your leaders, to your parents. Don't choose to spend time alone at home late into the night, because we all know where that's gonna go. Number four, dating is not marriage light, or like the pleb version of marriage. There are things that are reserved for marriage that are not to be kind of tampered with in a dating relationship, because we are single until we're married. And so that means that marriage, which is a place of commitment and of safety and of huge promises to others, that is the place for sex and physical intimacy. Not dating, not engagement, not a random at a party, not online, marriage. And I talked about this a few months ago when we were doing Exodus. I'm happy to kind of spend good time unpacking that later. But for now, dating is not marriage light. It also means that our closest emotional connection ought not be our partner. We ought to have better friendships. And so something that we can all work on is, how are our friendships going? And work really hard at investing in that. Now, lastly, be prepared to stand out. Boys who are bringing up the whiteboard, can we get the whiteboard up while I speak about this one? Thank you. If you're following Jesus, when it comes to your relationship, people are going to take notice. People are going to notice the way that you don't go on holidays by yourselves together. They'll notice you don't post a trillion photos or videos of one another online. They'll notice you speak well of one another, even when others aren't around. And they might make fun of you for not sleeping together. They might make fun of you if you get married at the age of 23. But following Jesus is better. People are going to notice. Be prepared to stand out. Now, you still have questions. We're going to send some Q&A. It's going to be great. Make good choices. But for now, we've got a mind map. Whoa! Hell yeah. Okay, these are some questions that you can ask yourself. Over here is a big nope. I'm gonna draw that in red. Can everyone see that?
I can.
You can? That's the best. Okay. First question to ask, am I in a place where I am loving Jesus a lot? If yes, you may continue. If no, don't. I say this like a little sarcastically, but also realistically. If you're really struggling with your relationship with God, getting a girlfriend isn't going to fix that. Work on your relationship with Jesus. Does the other person love Jesus a lot? If yes, what happens?
Continue.
Correct. If no,
nope.
Well, as in, that was correct answer. The answer is nope. Do I get on well with them as a person? If yes.
Continue.
If no, correct. Okay, that green sucks. I'm sorry, everyone, but you get the point. Okay, have I asked others what they think about whether or not I should consider dating this person?
Yes, continue.
You have? If you have asked that question, and they say yes, you may continue. If you have asked others that question and they say no, nope. If you haven't asked that question, you're an idiot. Ask that question. Continue. Does this person want to date me as well? Yeah. Have you asked them? If you haven't asked them, idiots. If you have asked them and they say no, that's not a relationship. That's weird. We're going to the nope bucket. If yes and continue, you may continue. Am I old enough to consider marriage? This is where I threw junior high. They listened to this whole talk thinking this was for them and then realized that it was about them in the future. Because actually, if dating is for marriage and dating is for Jesus, why would you do it when you're still a child? Why would you think about that? Now, this is where I've like kind of drawn a penciled line at year 10. I reckon by year 10, you've grown up a fair bit. You know, and you're pretty good. You're pretty much year 10. You can listen to this. But am I old enough to seriously consider this? And that has to be a real question with you and with your leaders and with your parents. And if the answer is yes, you may. But I'm going to do it in a little yes, because you also may choose not to at that point. If you're not old enough, idiots. I say this really seriously because I know a lot of people that have started dating in high school and then they grow up and then they realize that they are completely different people to one another. They realize they're completely different people to when they started dating and then they choose to end that relationship. And once again, that's not a bad thing. It might be a hard thing for a season. But if dating is really for marriage and for Jesus, then breaking up is a good option as well. This has been a real lot. You might have a lot of questions, but let's pray and bring this to God. We'll sing and then we'll do some Q&As. Let's pray. Mighty Lord Jesus, you are so good to us. We are so thankful for you. We ask, Lord, that you would be helping us listen and helping us respect what you say. We ask that if we are to date someone, that they would love Jesus so much, that they would encourage us in our faith, that they would point us on towards you. Help us honor you in our relationships. Amen.